Oh, what the hell? I'm going to read one more poem about being here at Bates. And then a couple more about other things, which it took me a little while after leaving here to figure out actually existed. This is called The Short Happy Life, and by the end of this poem, you'll gather that I'm a pretty serious Hemingway fan. This is about his poem called The Short Happy Life of Francis Macomber. It was the short happy life of Francis Macomber that finally got my attention. Reading Hemingway the night before the exam, trying to scan, pick up plots and names, and thus slide through the way I'd slid through everything. The way I'd keep on sliding years past that through shit jobs, girlfriends, windowless rooms and bars. It simply hit me what Hemingway was talking about. There's a man on safari in Africa or someplace who suddenly finds his courage when he's confronted by a charging water buffalo at 40 or something. And I felt that I would someday find my courage too, drinking a six-pack to calm those finals jitters. I had been the kid the tough kids jeered and stole his hat and called a fag and beat up now and again, though the beatings were never that bad. The beatings are never that bad, and they come anyway, which is what this guy of Hemingway's realized after he had cowered in the face of some other animal and his wife snuck back to the tent from fucking the guide. The beatings are going to happen. I failed the class and hid behind the library smoking cigarettes while my classmates marched. Macomber's wife blew his head off, seeing that he'd leave her, and Hemingway blew his own head off. I don't know what he saw coming, if he was scared or just bored, but that night my finals meant nothing. I was living my own short, happy life.